Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
In keeping with the CDC COVID-19 guidelines, please social distance yourself 6 feet from your radio speakers.
Exactly. Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Imagine, if you will, a world where any dealings with strangers are done through a sheet of plexiglass, where toilet paper can mysteriously disappear from all stores overnight.
Oh, yeah.
And where wearing a mask into a bank will not get you arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to enter the COVID zone.
Doesn't it seem like we are all living in a horrible Twilight Zone episode?
It really does.
It does. It's surreal. Jim and I are braving the virus and venturing out to dine at some of our old haunts to see if they have survived and how they have adjusted. We are eating our big meal of the day around 1:30 in the afternoon. It's very eerie walking into a restaurant and seeing it totally empty.
Which in these crazy times, that's kind of a good thing because we don't have to worry about being near a bunch of people and we can still go out to eat.
Yeah, by ourselves.
So it's working out really well.
Like we're eating at home by ourselves again. Such was the case at our recent trip to El Niagara Mexican restaurant in Algonquin. The food was just as good as we remembered, but the menu was missing a few items. We were chatting with our waitress, hostess, whatever.
She didn't have much else to do.
I think she was everything there.
Yeah. Probably cooked the stuff in the back and everything.
And asked her about some missing entrees, one of which was Jim's favorite. She indicated if they have the ingredients, they would have accommodated his request. So don't be afraid to ask.
Sure.
Just like me, I want it made my way.
Oh, boy. Now she tells me after I ordered something, you know, it's too late, she told me.
Well, you didn't ask her beforehand. We talked to her after we were eating it.
Yeah. I should be like you go in a restaurant and say, I want a Denver omelet, but I don't want ham, green peppers, or cheese.
I do want ham. I don't want ham. I want bacon, but I want the green pepper and cheese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
While running around getting items that I needed to complete Nancy's never-ending honey-do list, you know, and you're really stretching on the honey-do list lately.
Well, I'm getting everything done now.
You're getting down to the bottom of the barrel.
You betcha, baby.
Seriously.
I've asked for this since we moved in almost 11 years ago. Almost.
I know. We decided to stop at Biaggi's Ristorante Italiano in Algonquin. Okay? Which, it's kind of like a standby. It's everybody.
Well, it was a standby because we really tried to get into El Niagara that day, and it ended up that El Niagara wasn't open on Mondays.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So I said, let's go to Biaggi's. Yeah. Take it from Mexican to Italian. Close.
Yeah, close. We were surprised to see about 6 tables in all being occupied.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't dead over there.
We were disappointed to discover, however, that their lunch specials, which we loved, have succumbed to COVID-19 and was no longer on the menu.
Exactly.
I could see restaurants are having, you know, a hard time, so they don't want to really give you a special. But some places still do.
We found out. Yes, but, and you know, they got to make their money since they lost it for months. Mm.
In fact, their regular menu has been scaled down.
Yeah.
Why? We don't know or understand.
I know.
These were the most drastic cuts we have seen so far. Again, why? It's pasta.
I know. I don't understand.
It's just variations on pasta, basically.
Really? I know.
You know, we have to admit that what we had, the items that were offered, were just as good as they were before, but we do miss the lunch specials.
Yeah, because I like to get my lunch special.
Little pasta fagioli, little salad, and half of this and half of that, and pasta. And
You betcha.
All that good stuff.
All the good stuff. I was checking out our household supplies and discovered, to my horror, we only had 72 rolls of toilet paper left.
I know.
Oh, my God. Only 72.
I know. Well, remember that one time during the height of this whole thing, we went to Sam's, and they actually had a security guard by the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and he almost shot me because I wanted to take an extra, you know, package.
Exactly, because everybody else hoarded, and then we're down to our last three rolls, and we can't find toilet paper anywhere. So then as soon as we see toilet paper now, we just grab it. And I was down to 72 rolls. I was starting to get panicky here.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
We must go to Sam's Club to stock up. Since they don't give out free samples anymore, we decided to stop for lunch at a round-the-clock restaurant and bakery in Crystal Lake.
I do miss those free samples, but that would be really a bad idea now.
You think? Yeah.
You used to go there and just walk around, and you were full by the time you left.
You had your appetizer before you go for your lunch, basically. Well you ate everything.
I ate everything.
I was fussy. I only ate what I wanted.
If it was free and somebody shoved it under my face, yeah, I'll eat it. Pretty much.
We were happy to discover that the menu hasn't changed one bit.
It didn't.
No, it didn't. And the food was just as tasty as before. We love their patty melts that are served on real rye bread, not that marble rye, which is just wrong. Okay. I am sorry. Okay. When a patty melt is made on rye bread, they should say either rye bread or marble rye bread. Most of them are starting to say marble now, but a lot of them don't yet, and I have to ask.
I know. I want to get on my soapbox. What is wrong with rye bread now all of a sudden?
I know.
Nobody has rye bread. It's hard to get. I mean, a patty melt sandwich on marbled rye is just wrong.
It is. I don't like it.
Gotta have rye bread.
Yeah, I started resorting to making my own at home.
I don't understand. Is it a millennial thing or something? I don't know. What's wrong with rye bread?
Maybe they can't find a good bakery to make their rye bread.
That's another thing I want to get on my soapbox on. What about good bakeries?
I know.
I
have to admit, though, I really love Jewel's Crusty Caraway Rye Bread.
That is good.
That's my go-to, man. That's my favorite.
I'm starting to sound like Seinfeld. What's the deal with this? You know, I'm getting old and I'm yelling at the TV.
I know. I really am. This is the time you got to. I mean, there's nothing on TV. It's no show. There aren't any shows. There's just cooking shows. And America's Got Talent, and they're just putting anybody through. Some of the people they put through shouldn't be going through, but they put them through anyway.
Hey, my highlight last week was watching The Blob on Svengoolie.
I know.
Now, that's a good show.
Yeah, Saturday night, Svengoolie. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we pop popcorn.
Yep.
And we sit by the TV. God. And we don't yell at that one.
No, we don't. No, I digress. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We had to have their cheesy French onion soup since it is the best ever.
It is good.
I don't know what they do to it, but those croutons have a little crunch to them, mm-hmm. even while they're soaking in the soup. They're tasty also. I don't know why, but they're just tasty.
Could it be the old rye bread that they grill and put in there or something?
I don't know. I don't know. I could ask.
And they don't even charge you extra for the cheese on top, do they? I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
They do?
I think they do.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have to look into that.
Yeah, I think they might.
But whatever it is, it's worth it.
Oh, it is. And to treat ourselves during this very stressful time, we ordered a slice to share of their fresh strawberry whipped cream pie to take home.
Oh, my goodness. That is so good. We should have bought the whole darn pie.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I haven't gotten a pair of jeans yet. Since my knee surgery January 20th, I have not put a pair of jeans on yet. And today it's cold, and I'm wearing my pants that I went to workout in. They're lined workout pants.
Somehow I don't think you're alone in that, dear. I really don't think so.
I'm afraid to go in to get my jeans out because I'm afraid I might not fit into them.
But that pie is just so good.
You've got to try it. Their bakery is really awesome.
You know, even I feel guilty eating that pie.
Feel guilty?
But it doesn't last
you
long.
You wanted the whole pie.
Well, I felt guilty about it.
Well, I felt bad that we didn't get ourselves each a slice.
Well, it didn't stop me from eating it, but I felt guilty.
I know. I wish we had two slices, though. Next time, we're not going to be so stupid. See, I said, let's have one and share it so we're not pigs.
Yeah, why do I listen to you? I shouldn't listen to you. But there is cause for celebration in the midst of this turbulent world we are now living in.
There is celebration. Yep. Let's see. What are we celebrating?
Jameson's Char House in our in the home in Del Webb, okay, is now serving breakfast on Saturday and Sunday from 9 o'clock to 2.
Oh, yeah.
I love breakfast.
I know you do.
I was surprised. They offer a surprisingly large breakfast menu, and the portions are big, too.
Yeah.
I even had took some home, I think, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
I think I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nancy, of course, here we go, wanted an omelet containing ingredients not on the menu, of course, and the waitress and cook accommodated her every whim.
Wasn't that sweet?
Oh. Her omelet was delicious. Her hash browns came out brown and crispy, just like she requested. And the side of pancakes were really, really good.
They were. They were very good.
See, now, to me, that's the sign of a good breakfast restaurant, if the pancakes are good.
And they were reasonably priced.
Yes, they were.
Very reasonably priced for this area.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting hungry now.
Oh, I know. I hate going through this. Good thing we didn't talk about all the food we've been eating. Yeah. Only on some of them we hit. Mm. Jim's breakfast sliders that he had, he got three of them, in fact, which were a pork sausage patty, scrambled egg, and cheese on a slider bun, he said was awesome.
Hey, that is becoming more and more my go-to breakfast favorite thing now.
Yeah, you like those little sliders.
Yeah, I do. I like those more and more.
Wow, I'm surprised, because I know you like toast.
I do.
And
I love toast.
There's no toast when you get buns.
No, but these are good.
This came with hash browns. Also served brown and crispy like he likes them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jameson's is now our go-to place for breakfast. Because, see, we go later, like for 1:30, they stop at 2. So if I don't want to have breakfast, I can have lunch and he can have breakfast.
Exactly.
And that's our big meal of the day.
And we're happy, happy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They really impressed us going from a char house at night to a breakfast brunch restaurant on the weekends.
I really wish they would have that all week long, the breakfast.
Yeah, but I can see why they don't, because
really?
Not everybody goes out for breakfast. And so they're probably doing it on the days that they know people go out.
I should start a petition, a groundswell movement, if you will, to have them open up.
Oh, they'll listen to you.
You think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to humor you, my love.
Well, stay tuned to this program, because more reviews are going to start coming fast and furious, because we are going out to eat again.
Yes.
So we're
to do the reviews on new restaurants.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned and keep your eyes open for Rod Serling. I'm sure he's lurking in the shadows somewhere.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, be careful. He's out there. I know he's out there.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
Last.
Ooh, you're not nice.
I know.
So, my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check the old mailbag.
Letters.
Yes, we did.
Oh.
We got a letter. And Cindy told us about TL Four Seasons Chinese Restaurant in Bartlett.
I like Bartlett.
And I love Chinese food.
And I like Bartlett pears. Oh, does that have anything to do with Bartlett?
I don't think so.
They don't grow there?
No.
Oh, okay.
They might.
They might?
They might, but I don't think so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I digress then.
okay. We're always looking, as a matter of fact, for a dine-in Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Because most of them are takeout, you know.
And then you feel kind of funny going in there because everybody's got their eyes on you.
Yeah, right, yeah. So I want to, you know, sit in, dine in, Chinese restaurant. I love
with other people.
I don't care if anybody else is there.
Well.
I don't care.
Okay.
I just want Chinese food.
I know.
I'll sit there by myself in a corner and eat Chinese food, and I'm happy.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
So thank you, Cindy. We will try that out and get back to you. We'll let you know our expert professional opinion.
Exactly.
Because we're trained professionals.
Fussy me, but I'm still trained professional.
And good luck, TL Four Seasons. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. I'm channeling Johnny Carson now.
She's the woman of the year, independent, a career. There's not a thing that she couldn't do. Oh, she's alert, she's aware. She's got legs like a stair and a 157 IQ. She has several PhDs, speaks fluent Japanese, and the shoes will always match with her purse. Whatever street she's walking down, everybody turns around and says, "Hello, nurse."
Well, slinking into the studio as we speak is our own Nurse Nancy. She has her little cute little nurse's outfit on and a little nurse's hat on, and she's here to give you all the health tips. Now, this particular segment is going to be, how can you tell what's healthy if you don't know what's unhealthy?
Oh, okay.
So that's what you're going to tell us. That's what it says here on the script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Especially like fast food. Now, fast food is not the healthiest thing in the world. You think? I know. But she is going to tell you the unhealthiest of the unhealthy.
Fast food. Okay.
In other words, she's
very lengthy, my love.
So in other words, she's going to tell you what to order.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Nurse Nancy, take it away.
Thank you. I thought this was your segment, by the way, you're going on and on and on.
Nah, I'm just babbling.
11, if we can get all of them in, of McDonald's biggest diet wreckers from around the world.
Oh, it's an international segment.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. While McDonald's is originally an American chain and America is often recognized for its obesity epidemic, some of the chain's most gut-busting bites are actually being consumed outside the United States. Wondering what your fellow dieters on the other side of the world are struggling to say no to?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, check out the most over-the-top, calorie-riddled, cheese-covered diet busters of McDonald's International.
Ooh.
First one, chili cheese bites in Sweden. Sweden always rates among the happiest countries to live every year. Why? I don't know.
Because they have chili cheese bites.
However, we doubt that these fried balls of molten chili cheese have anything to do with it.
Ooh.
Mmm. Sounds good. Now my mouth is really watering.
That sounds awesome.
Well, now we're going to go to number two.
Oh, man.
And this is now getting to be Japanese and my song said I speak fluent Japanese.
Yes, you do.
Mushi mushi.
Exactly.
Okay. Sayonara.
Exactly.
Okay.
Toyota.
Grey Koro Burger in Japan.
Okay.
If you've ever found yourself torn between a shrimp and macaroni craving, Japan's Grey Koro Burger fuses the two together, covers it in breadcrumbs, and deep fries it so you don't have to decide, but still can feel bad about yourself afterwards.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Our daughter had that shrimp au gratin, and that was good. Okay, number three, poutine in Canada.
Oh, of course. Everybody loves poutine.
Canadian McDonald's serves the country's national dish, poutine. What's poutine, you ask?
What's poutine?
What is it? A pile of French fries made even more unhealthy by covering it in gravy and cheese curds.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
No, not for me.
I'm there.
Mmm. I don't like my French fries getting soggy. Okay, number four.
Number four.
Chicken cheese box in Austria. Austria might be the home of Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
But it's also the land of the chicken cheese box.
Really?
It's a box full of deep-fried balls of Emmental cheese stars.
Ooh.
Why stars? I don't know. But alongside the deep standard fried nuggets.
Well, I could go for that.
Yeah.
I'll go for that.
Because we like at Lumolnati's those cheddar cheese cubes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 5, barbecue chili cheese fries in Germany. Germany?
Barbecue in Germany?
Uh-huh. Chili?
But I tell you, barbecue chili cheese fries. Ooh.
A rival to Canada's calorie-packed poutine, Germany's barbecue sauce and chili-drenched cheese fries are definitely enough to knock you out, inducing a major food coma.
I'm there.
Number 6, Sweetie Con Nutella, Italy.
No.
One of McDonald's newest diet-crushing creations, Italy's Sweetie Con Nutella.
No.
A sweet bun jam-packed with thick Nutella.
No.
A.K.A. kryptonite for diehard Nutella fans. I don't like Nutella.
Nutella is the European favorite. They've tried for years to bring it here. Nope, not a fan of Nutella.
Nope. Number 7, Mega McGriddle in Japan.
Oh, this has potential.
If you didn't think the regular old McGriddle was over the top enough, in Japan, you can find the monstrous Mega McGriddle, a creation 2 times the size with double the meat and double the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. I'm there. That sounds good.
Well, you know what? You've got to be watching what to eat, because after this pandemic is over, we are all going to be cringing when we go on those scales.
I have no trouble watching what I eat. I have a problem not eating what I'm watching.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Mega Mac. South Korea.
Mega anything is good. You notice that?
If there was ever a hamburger to tempt even the staunchest of dieters, it's the Mega Mac. While it may seem like a fever dream, this excessive creation of 2 Big Macs, 4 patties total, stacked together is very real in South Korea.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think South Korean people were that big.
Wow.
Hey, go for it.
Wow. Number 9, Chicken Mega Mac.
Here again.
Here we go.
Mega.
Saudi Arabia. Basically the same thing as the Mega Mac, but with chicken. The Chicken Mega Mac houses 4 fried chicken patties and sesame seed studded buns.
Well, it's chicken. It's healthy. It's better for you.
Forget about the frying and the coating on it. No, that's okay. It's a push then.
Chicken and breading and deep fry.
Push.
That's even.
You're even. Number 10, the big breakfast with hotcakes in the U.S. of A.
I've actually had that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The unofficial American battle cry of go big or go home.
That's what I always say.
Perfectly sums up the big breakfast at American McDonald's. The combo comes with a stack of pancakes, biscuits, scrambled eggs, hash browns, and sausages that you would eat. I mean, biscuits and pancakes, starchy.
I know, it's great.
Oh, my God, and hash browns? Oh, my God. Number
11. Wait. Potatoes are vegetable.
Yeah, but it's still starchy.
It's a vegetable.
Okay. Number 11, the last one.
I have to take my cholesterol pill already.
Cheddar cheese nuggets in Germany.
Ooh.
If chicken nuggets weren't already bad enough by being deep fried, they certainly are now that they've added cheese to the mix to make Germany's cheddar cheese nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know if I like cheese and chicken.
No. This is cheddar cheese nuggets, not chicken. If chicken nuggets weren't already bad enough by being deep fried. So they're telling you it's like a chicken nugget, but it's cheese nuggets.
We like
cheddar cheese nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love those. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you, Nurse Nancy.
You're welcome. I love those little guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.